remember on the Sunday morning, detectives at that time that were in charge of the investigation, they came into my house and they assured me that the public, because of the utter devastation and outrage and the shock just 4 months after the Good Friday Agreement, you know, and people say that this is, we do phrase it in such a way that it was the worst atrocity of the Troubles, but the reality is it was the first atrocity of peacetime. And that was part of the shock that we felt. I just always got the feeling that the detectives really wanted to solve this crime, but for whatever reason, their hands were tied behind their back, because all the information that should have been available to them, and we know this for certain, we know that MI5, GCHQ and RUC Special Branch didn't cooperate with the detectives in the way that they should have. And that's why I've campaigned for the public inquiry for over 20 years. I'm on public record over that period of saying OMA was a preventable atrocity. And that's this new public inquiry that's been announced. I just feel that we have to get the terms of reference right. And it's not about reapportioning blame, because we know exactly who committed this crime, because they took responsibility for it. But was there feelings? Would these people have been stopped long before the OMA bomb?